Hello, this is Joanna Burke from Estates Gazette. I am here with Paul Smith, a partner at H2SO. We've just heard about some research from IPD and H2SO talking about the West End office market. You mentioned some interesting research, rents continuing to rise because there probably is a lack of stock coming through and increased occupier demand. I just wondered if you could mention some of the key findings.
Yes, Joe. Next year there will be close to 1 million square feet of completions in the West End on schemes of 25,000 square feet and over. But actually only 160,000 square feet of that will be in the core. In fact, in the 3 years between 2014 and 16, only 650,000 square feet is due to be delivered in Mayfair and St James's, and over 60% of that will be on the Crown's Regent Street and St James's estates. In fact, in the same period, there will only be 115,000 square feet in just two developments north of Oxford Street. So therefore, looking ahead, with boutique financial organisations, natural resources companies, and continuing growth of TMT businesses producing a healthy 5.2 million square feet of pending and active demand, the severe supply-demand imbalance will result, in our view, in continually rising rents and falling rent-free periods in all West End submarkets for at least 2 years.
And you'd mentioned, maybe some forecast 10% rises. Was that Mayfair and St James's? Because there's such a shortage there, specifically.
I think with regard to the actual percentages, one has to be slightly careful and look at building specifics because, for instance, in the last year, rental growth in Fitzrovia, Bloomsbury and Soho Covent Garden has not been as much as the other West End submarkets. But this has purely been because of the lack of deliveries in those submarkets actually testing the market. And I think that that will be the same going forward. If we had good deliveries in the next couple of years, all West End submarkets, in my view, could see at least 10% growth per annum compound. Because we are beginning to see demand turning from just opportunistic lease expiry and break-led movement to new setups and expansion, and the supply just isn't there.
Excellent.